Glasses, I can continue everybody smiling. No matter what they look like, as they look up here at me. But thank you for all those smiles. We're going to be on page 221. On paragraph 5. Be on the lookout for your message. It may only be one sentence you hear, it may be a lot of them, but be on the lookout for your message. And when the Course in Miracles says salvation, it's talking about peace, it's talking about right-mindedness, it's talking about happiness. So salvation really is peace. And I'm gonna read the paragraph, then I'm gonna go back through and see what the message is for us. We'll see if we can get it out of it. Salvation is for the mind, and it is attained through peace. Peace, this is the only thing that can be saved, and peace is the only way to save peace. Any response other than love, any response other than peace, arises from a confusion and the what and in the how of salvation, which is healing. Peace is the only answer. Love is the only answer. Never lose sight of this, and never allow yourself to believe, even for an instant, that there is another answer. For you will surely place yourself among the poor who do not understand that they dwell in abundance, and that salvation, which is healing, which is peace, is come. So there's a situation in your life right now, a situation you like to have more happiness and peace in. First sentence says, peace is of the mind, healing is of the mind, and you attain healing through peace. So no matter what the situation or circumstance that you're going through, the first step to healing is to get to peace as fast as you possibly can. First, you came home, you got some bad news, or someone called you, something upset you. Before you respond, the first thing to do is to try to attain peace, as much peace as you can. Come to work tomorrow, and you know, you go to work and you put your lunch in the refrigerator and you come back already to eat it and somebody's got it and gone. Before you go and hit them upside the head with a typewriter or whatever comes up, the first thing to recognize is I want to receive peace, peace is of my mind. That's the first thing I need to do before I do anything. He says peace is the only thing that can be saved, and the only way to save it is peace. So whatever I want, whether it's love, whether it's peace, which the Course in Miracles uses all of these terms synonymously, happiness, peace, love, health, all those are synonymous terms, because basically it says we only experience two emotions, which is love or fear. And then we call it a lot of different names, but we basically only experience love or fear. So peace is love, is happiness, is freedom, is joy, it's all the same thing. So if I want love, I can only achieve love through love. If I want peace, I achieve peace through peace. If I want happiness, I achieve happiness through peace and happiness. So I can't attack you and expect to get peace, which is the popular way it's done here. In case anybody wants, anybody got peace? I want y'all to have peace out there. So, if you give any response other than love, he says, if we give any response other than peace, then we are confused about what we want, and we're confused about how to achieve what we want. If I come up with any solution dealing with you other than trying to come up with a peaceful solution, that I've lost sight of what I want, which is peace, and how I get it, which is peace. The other way the Course says we do it is that we try to come up with what needs to change other than our own mind for peace. Who is it that needs to change? What is it that needs to change for my peace? And the Course is saying peace is achieved through your mind. And it's achieved through peace. All right, the biggest breakthrough moment in consciousness is the moment when you decide that peace is an internal matter, and you're no longer going to live your life as if getting something or someone else outside of you to do what you want them to do, then you will have peace. So he says, this is the only answer. Peace, it's the only answer. Love, it's the only answer. It's giving what I want to receive. It's the only answer. It's giving what I want to receive. So it says in a part of the Course that when someone asks you for something, pause before you answer, because how you answer them is going to determine what comes to you. So really, instead of answering people in terms of what they would like to hear, you really should be answering them in terms of what you would like to hear. And we tend to do that opposite. I want to say it the way that I think you want to hear it, but I really should be saying it in the way that I want to hear it. Because what I give you is what I'm asking for, according to metaphysical principle. So if I want, no matter what you're saying to me, I want peace. So I'm going to answer you if I can. It's a process. I'm going to answer you if I can in terms of what I want. So therefore, you never have to wonder what to say to people. You say to people what you'd like to manifest in your life. One of the advantages of thinking that we're separate is believing that you can do something to somebody else and you never have to feel the effect of it. That's one of the things we like about being separate. I can do it, but I don't have to feel what I do to you, or I don't have to feel your stomach ache. I like separation because it keeps me from having to experience what I don't want to experience that somebody else is experiencing. So that's why we are separate until we love, because who wants to be joined with a bunch of people they don't love? And who wants to be feeling everybody's pain and anxiety?